Well, long last fall, one day, I was stopping out on my back porch, and long come one of them thar lightning rod agents. He come up to me, and he says, "Why, my dear sir, I'm astonished at you. I've looked over your entire premises, and I find you haven't got a lightning rod on any building that you possess. Why, my dear sir, don't you know you are criminally negligent? Don't you know you're flying right in the face of Providence? Why, my dear sir, lightning may strike and demolish everything within the sound of my voice." I says, "Now, hold on. Gosh darn you just tell me what you got to sell." Well, he told me he had some lightning rods, and he brought out a little machine and told me to take hold of the handles, and he'd show me what a powerful thing electricity was. While I took a hold of them handles, and he turned on a crank, and that darn machine just made me dance all over the porch, and it wouldn't let go. Well, I told him I guess he could put up a lightning rod or two, seeing as how I didn't have any, and I went over to Ezra Hoskins' house, and when I got back home, I'll tell you, my place was a sight. It looked like a harrow turned upside down. There were 7 lightning rods on the barn, 1 on the hen house, 1 on the granary, 1 on the corn crib, 1 on the smokehouse, 1 on the grindstone, 2 on the kitchen, 6 on my house, and when I got there, that darn fool had the old muley cow cornered up, trying to put a lightning rod on her. Well, I paid him for what he had done. Thank the Lord he hadn't done any more, and he got me to sign a paper what stated he had done a good job. Well, about a week after that, we had a thunderstorm, and I think the lightning struck everything on the place except spring wagon and old muley cow, and they didn't have any lightning rod on them. Well, I thought I was getting all pretty lucky till the next day when along come a fella with that paper what I had signed, and it was a note for $650, and I'll be gosh dinged if I didn't have to pay it. Bunko the gin by chowder.